Project 101.5. It's Tuesday. Got Samantha Raskavich Barge from Wild Earth Guardians. She is legal counsel for the organization, and I'm sure has things to tell us. What's up? How you doing?
Good. Well, we're continuing our coal work. You know, Wild Earth Guardians has brought a lot of challenges to large coal leases in the Powder River Basin of Wyoming, because they are planning to lease upwards of 5 billion tons of new coal over the next 5 years, which will, of course, result in billions of tons of CO2 emissions when that coal is burned in coal-fired power plants. We currently have...
What are they going to do? Truck it to other states?
Yes. Powder River Basin coal goes to 30-plus states. Only about 6% of that coal is actually burned in Wyoming. So the Powder River Basin is the largest coal producer in the United States and supplies the majority of coal to the U.S.
So it's not like we can just sit back and say, ah, it's happening in Wyoming, I'm not worried. It's just going to be a big cloud over Wyoming. No, it's going to be everywhere.
Right. The cloud is going to be everywhere in at least 30 states.
Good heavens. Including New Mexico, I presume.
Yes.
Because we have a big coal fire plant.
We do.
Yeah. You know, I didn't even, I think I might have mentioned this in the past, but before I moved to New Mexico, I didn't realize people still burned coal. I thought that was like, you know, Paul Revere times. Where I'm from, it's all hydroelectric. They got the rivers all dammed up and they have turbines and that's where they get their power.
Well, coal is cheap. And so everybody likes coal. And of course, we have a lot of it here in the U.S. But the problem is it's the dirtiest of all the fossil fuels. Mm-hmm. So right now, there's a big push for natural gas because it is cleaner burning. The problem is to extract natural gas, that's when you get fracking. And so you get pollution, not just to the air, but to the water from the actual procedure to remove natural gas from the ground.
God forbid they should just, you know, put solar panels and windmills everywhere.
Right. I don't know why there's such a hesitation to do that, because you're not going to get air and water pollution from that type of energy.
So do you have to, as a representative of Wild Earth Guardians, are you going to be heading to Wyoming to see what's going on with this in the courts?
We already have two challenges pending in the courts. So we're already challenging four of the leases in two separate legal challenges, and we brought those in federal court in D.C., and so our next challenge is going to be to four leases that are going to mine upwards of 2 billion tons of coal and result in about 4 billion tons of CO2.
Sounds like a lot.
It is a lot.
Can the atmosphere even hold that much? I wonder.
Well, science says no. Science says we're already close to a tipping point, and yet there are 12 leases that are part of the Powder River Basin that BLM is planning to lease over the next couple years, and that is 10 billion tons of CO2 when all that coal is burned. And since we're already so close to the tipping point, the atmosphere certainly can't absorb 10 billion tons of additional CO2 and not have any adverse impacts to climate.
We're going to get some kind of new acid rain, I think. When the atmosphere can't hold all that pollution, it's just going to rain down soot, don't you think?
Among other things, we're going to get a lot of bad things when all this coal is burned.
All right. So obviously you are on the legal action angle, but is there anything that the average Joe, like me or anyone listening, might be able to do as far as maybe, I don't know, signing petitions or getting letters to certain Congress people?
I think the thing to do is really to support the push for renewable energy. So regardless of what state you live in, people should be pushing the politicians to support renewable energy projects, and especially here in New Mexico. And there have been several letters to the editor regarding the San Juan Generating Station up in the Four Corners area and talking about retiring that plant and switching to renewable energy.
Especially in New Mexico, where there's so much sun and so much wind.
Right. We've got a lot of it.
we might be able to power the whole country. Put enough solar panels and windmills out there. I mean, there's a lot of room and there's a lot of wind.
That's true. And there's a lot of solar and wind potential in a number of Western states. So we could power the entire country.
Hmm. Right on. Anything else to speak about today, or are you going to save it up for next time?
I'll save it for next time.
All right, Samantha Raskavich-Bars, thank you for coming in. WildEarthGuardians.org for info, and I'm going to post this as a podcast at SantaFe.com in just a few.